We are in Come Follow Me, week 17, which is John chapter 7 through 10. And to me, the overriding theme is hypocrisy. God is a God of truth and canst not lie. And I think that is such an important thing for us to know, that there is no deception in him. We are told Satan is the master, the father of lies, and he is the master of deception. And I hold it so close to my heart to know that God is a God of truth and cannot lie. So I want to start in chapter 8, verse 23, and it says this, "And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world." And the thought that came to my mind is we all know people who seem to live above this world, that the things of this world have no pull on them. They just seem to not be bothered. They seem to be so singular on their focus of following God that the things of this world don't even seem to have a hold on them. There was a woman I worked with in a presidency for Stake Young Women's, and this was how she was. Things that so flustered me or got underneath my skin never seemed to bother her. She just would sit there listening, and then she would weigh it out in her mind. You could see it just processing, and whatever she said was always well thought out, was always beautiful, was always uplifting. And it was just such a joy to serve with her. And even when I was frustrated or said things that, you know, were bothering me, she just was so sweet. She would often say, "Oh, Erin, is this what you meant?" And she put it in such better words. I would think, "Yes, thank you for making me sound better." But I found myself after serving with her, kneeling and praying and asking, "Please help me to process this the way she does. Please help me to think the way she does. Please help me to learn not to care about things that are trivial and do not matter." I would say this woman was filled with charity, and it was just a beautiful thing to see. And I think we all know people like that. It is not common. It is an incredible thing. Okay, and I do think that takes work. Verse 28 and verse 29, it says this, "I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me." 29, "He that sent me is with me. I do always those things that please him." And I think that's the key. This is how they are. And that is the goal for all of us, to swallow our will and our pettiness into the will of the Father and to trust him. And that's the journey of life. Verse 31, "Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed." It's an action if we continue. That means every day we wake up and we strive and we try. And I think that's the key, and that we repent frequently. I had a friend who taught me that in the morning, the first thing I should do is journal what I did well from the day before and what I wanted to do better that I had done that I wasn't super proud of or wasn't happy with. And I think just the process of writing that down cements it in my brain and helps me to strive. And it also allows me to realize I'm repenting and to forgive myself and to have charity and realize that it is a process. And I love that. Okay, 42, "Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. How knoweth a man the master he doth not serve?" If we truly are pursuing our Heavenly Father, we would recognize the Savior. We would be so similar to him. It would not be hard for us to tell. And I love that. Are we looking for reasons to follow, to obey, to come closer to them? Or are we looking for reasons and excuses not? Okay, 9. Verse 4, "I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And I love this because he's not here. We are now the light. And it reminded me of Bonnie Corden's conference talk a few years ago. And she talked about as a little girl holding the lamp to go feed the chickens. And Elder Perry had been there to visit her family and was following and stuck his foot in a huge puddle. And he said, how about if you hold the light so I can see? And she talked about hold the light so others can see. And I love that scripture that says we are the light. He is the light. It reflects in us. And we reflect his light to everyone else. So we are now the light that is held up so others can see and are drawn to him. So I just love that scripture. Okay, verse 10. Verse 27, or chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. So it's again, how do we act? No hypocrisy. We follow him. There's no deception. We show by their fruits, you may know them. It's a pursuit every single day. We want to be his and so we follow. We hear and we do. It's an action. Verse 30. I and my Father are one, and it tells us that we are striving to become one with them, and that means our desires are the same, not our personalities, but our desires. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. 32, Jesus answered them, many good works have I shown thee. Oh, have I shown thee from my Father? For which of those works do you stone me? And that's, I just think, you have to have a conscience devoid of guilt, knowing you have pursued him. That yes, there are things we are repenting of, that there will daily be things we are repenting of, but our life will be full of reflecting his light and doing good deeds. It's impossible not to. No man can serve two masters. By our fruits, if we are daily pursuing, it will be obvious the light we shine and who we follow. 36, and this is again in John 10, 36. Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Believe the fruit. Eat it. It is sweet above all that is sweet. It is obvious because it fills us with the love of God and peace that passes all understanding. God is a God of truth and cannot lie. There is no hypocrisy. If you want to be close to a God, to our Heavenly Father, then follow Christ. Follow the way. Follow the light and test the fruit that it produces. By our fruits, he will know us, and by his fruit, we will know him. I love those truths. I hope you know the church is true. And more than this, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.